Simplified SEO Consulting has DIY, done with you training, and done for you SEO options. So there is truly something to fit every practice owner's SEO needs. Check them out at simplifiedseoconsulting.com/modern therapist and use the code Modern Therapist for a DIY course, or mention the Modern Therapist Survival Guide podcast during your consult for special offers.
Are you looking for ways to attract and retain private pay clients? Thryser is a payment platform for therapists built to help clients automatically tap into their out-of-network benefits and save on therapy up front. Check out our special link, join.thryser.com/modern therapist, and use the code Modern Therapists to activate $2,500 in free payments with Thryser.
You're listening to the Modern Therapist Survival Guide, where therapists live, breathe, and practice as human beings. It's time to reimagine therapy and what it means to be a therapist. We are human beings who can now present ourselves as whole people with authenticity, purpose, and connection, especially now when therapists must develop a personal brand to market their practices. To support you as a whole person and a therapist, here are your hosts, Kurt Widhelm and Katie Vernoy.
Welcome back to the Modern Therapist Survival Guide. I'm Kurt Widhelm, and this is my co-host, Katie Vernoy.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. Today, we have Ernesto Segismundo from Filmit with us, and he is one of my heroes. I love, love, love what he does. I went to one of his trainings on social media and creating an online presence, and it was fabulous. It had just the right amount of fun and learning how to really be a responsible clinician when you create an online brand. So Ernesto, welcome, welcome.
Wow, you know, that was a fun introduction. Thank you for making me feel, you know, valued.
Absolutely, absolutely. Tell us about Filmit and what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, you know, a few years ago, I started Filmit.com out of this idea that a lot of therapists are not utilizing videos to promote their practice. And in this day and age, a lot of people, there's a movement towards looking at videos instead of just reading content. Videos are the way to go. If you look at Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, they're going towards videos. And my thought was, why are therapists not using this style of marketing their practice, right? So, and it's fun too. So that's where it started. And now I travel around the US to create promotional videos for therapists and training them how to utilize videos to increase their brand awareness.
So what do therapists really need to understand about having this online presence? I think that a lot of us have been trained to just kind of hide back in the background. Yeah. And not really put ourselves out there too much. What are we missing as we move into this 21st century of therapy?
Yeah, you know, I got to be upfront with this. And social media is not geared towards mental health professionals. Mm-hmm. They're really not. And the reason being is because we've got confidentiality. We've got higher level of care. We have to think about the legal and ethical considerations when you're doing videos. So for instance, if you are a life coach and you are a mental health professional at the same time, you got to be very careful about the separation between those two. And it's right that we get nervous about getting on social media and be mindful about this. But what therapists need to know in this day and age is that there are ways to protect your brand and in a way that the community is going to understand what your services are. So let me give an example. If you are a clinician working with couples or patients who really need to hear your message, videos are the way to go. And you can do that in a very ethical and legal manner. And so at least with all my workshops that I'm doing all over the country, is that there is a way to communicate to the audience, doing it legally and ethically and respecting and upholding the mental health profession.
What are the things that therapists do wrong when they try to create an online brand?
Absolutely. So specifically for videos, if you do a how-to or quick tips on how to decrease your anxiety or your depression, you better make sure that at the end of that, there's a call to action to further call mental health professionals, or if you're doing a video on depression, for instance, there should be a call to action that connects the consumer or the viewer back to a mental health profession or resources that can further help them. Because here's the thing, if you have, let's say you do a video on suicide prevention and you give somebody three tips on how to I don't know, decrease your depression, and you don't have a call to action to a suicide lifeline, that could be a huge liability.
Because so you really have to separate the therapist role, the teacher role, and get them connected with mental health. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Part of our profession is to connect the community to resources that are valuable for them in the context of mental health.
How does having a strong online presence affect the therapeutic relationship? I imagine that some clients who might find me online are going to have a certain expectation of me. And then once they get into the office, might be kind of blown away by something else that maybe I don't project online.
Yeah. So there's a research done by Forbes that says that 78% of consumers are finding the next product online. And so when you have a video or presence online, people will engage with you a little bit more. So what does engagement mean? It means that when people are watching your video, instead of reading text, they have a sense of connection with you prior to buying your product or your service. So let's say a therapist have a video of them, I don't know, talking about their services. It increases the engagement because you can hear their voice, you can see their face, you can see their office if you're in the office, right? So it increases the engagement, and everyone wants to be familiar with something. So part of the video is when you increase the brand, your brand awareness, it's all about increasing familiarity to the viewers. And so that increases the chances of them picking up the phone and scheduling an appointment with you.
That's so great. So how do you figure out how to build this online presence?
So you do that in a few things. One, I highly encourage video blogs. Video blogs are unedited blogs, basically turned into videos. Right? Mm-hmm. You put a camera in front of you, you talk about your niche, you talk about your expertise, anything like that for the community. That's unedited because people want to see human beings, real people that are unfiltered at times and just real and authentic. That's one, video blog. And I recommend that people who have a website, that they have a section on their website that says videos or media. So every time people go there, they see a whole list of these videos that they can choose from. And that's also good for SEO, okay? Because Google loves videos on a website, and they will, in fact, catapult your website on the first page of Google. That's why videos are huge. YouTube.
That's smart. That's cool.
Yeah, so add so much video. You don't have to edit them. Now, the other thing that I encourage is also professionally done video by a videographer. Now, I would love your business, but you can actually do it on your cell phone, okay? But there's a lot of colleagues out there, Kupla Media, Filmit.com. We're all geared towards helping clinicians develop a web-based presence through videos. So this is a really good way to kind of increase that presence.
This sounds like a lot of work to develop an online presence. So for those of us who might be busy with a lot of things, what are your recommendations as far as getting around the time that it takes to post on Facebook, Instagram, and create video blogs?
You know, I tell people, and I hear this all the time, you know, because clinicians are notorious for cramming 19 sessions a day, right? And there's no time to even breathe, right? So my recommendation is pick two or three social media platforms that you feel comfortable with. For me, it's Instagram and Facebook. And for you, it could be Twitter and Instagram or whatever it is, whatever combination that you feel comfortable using and feel natural using.
What if I don't feel comfortable using anything? What if, you know, my social media peaked with like Friendster?
Friendster?
MySpace.
Yes.
Right.
What if Google Hangouts, like what if where I'm comfortable is not where people are?
Yeah. I would say then if you have a website, stay with that. If you're not a social media guy, that's fine. But if you're going to be putting up a video, I would say YouTube is the first thing that you have to kind of get a hold on because you need a platform to put your videos on. Now, if you have Wix.com or you've got Square, they also have the capability for you to upload your videos there. So let's say you don't, you know, social media overwhelms you. Just use your website as the landing point. If you also do email marketing, that's great as well to point everyone to your website. In fact, my recommendation is everything that you do on social media is if you are a brand and if you're a business, must be pointing towards your website. Your website is where all the fun things happen, all where you convert your clients at. That's where it should be.
Simplified SEO Consulting's team of mental health professionals genuinely want to help you attract more of your ideal clients with a proven on-page SEO process using the strategies that are most effective for therapist websites. They know SEO is an investment, which is why it is so important to find someone who aligns with your values and understands the importance of building your private practice in a meaningful way. Simplified SEO Consulting hopes to be that team for you and your practice.
The expert team would love to talk with you during a free consultation to figure out the best fit for your SEO journey. Simplified SEO Consulting has DIY, done with you training, and done for you SEO options. So there's truly something to fit every practice owner's SEO needs. Be sure to ask if their innovative content network is a good fit for your website. Listeners of this podcast can get 20% off a DIY SEO course with code MODERNTHERAPIST or mention the Modern Therapist Survival Guide podcast during your free consultation for $100 off your done-for-you SEO program onboarding this spring.
Check them out at simplifiedseoconsulting.com/modern therapist.
So what are some of the common roadblocks that you've seen for folks when they're developing their online presence?
Oh, this is a beautiful question. For those of you who are following me on social media, one thing that I'm really big about is authenticity and genuineness. You know, for some reason, I have discussions all the time about clinicians being very deathly afraid of being themselves on social media. And they think that if you become professional, you throw authenticity and genuineness out the door. In fact, genuineness and your authentic self, who you are as a person, is your powerful business card. And so I think that's a roadblock, Katie. I think that's a very powerful question in that people are deathly afraid of showing who they are because, you know, one, I don't know if we think it's unprofessional, if it's too much disclosure. There's a level of that. I mean, of course, we have to consider that. But I think this idea of shame and guilt and fear, being judged, all of those things, those are absolutely real. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. Kurt and I talk about this as well, but I think there's a vulnerability in being yourself, whether it's online or even in the room. And so I think that authenticity is really something that we value. I think it's in the past, therapists have been able to hide behind, I'm going to say it, Kurt, the blank slate. And it's really safe back there. You can be just an object to project upon. And so to actually be a real person in the room is much scarier and much more dangerous. And certainly doing it in front of a live audience, so to speak, on Facebook or Instagram, I think it can be really, really overwhelming because we've been so hidden as therapists.
Yeah, and it's so hard for us to get in our heads and our minds that we are not responsible for people's insecurities, because when you do a video, they will project their insecurities onto you, and that's just natural, right? Mm-hmm. When you see a video, when you see a meme or anything, we project those things, and it's very powerful for those of us who are vulnerable to that or very highly sensitive people. Really feel that to the core. And it's scary. It's scary. So what I'm doing now on social media is posting multiple times when I make mistakes. I don't edit my video blogs or videos of myself anymore. I just close my eyes and post it.
That's so overwhelming, because I've been doing more Facebook Lives recently, and there's things where I'm like, I wish I would have said that differently. Yes. Or did I make any sense at all? Yeah. And I'm like, okay, done.
Yeah.
Just put the video out.
Yeah. It makes me realize every time I do promotional videos for therapists, I have to sit back and go, you know what? I'm not at the same place where they are. So I have to be very, very mindful about their process in this whole thing. And for me as a clinician / videographer, you know, it gives me an insight into the world of a clinician. So I don't force things on them. And plus, I can sense whether they're shutting down, right, in front of the camera. So I don't put anything out there where I don't see the genuineness coming out in the videos.
That's so important.
Mm-hmm. Part of what I'm hearing out of you is that it's really taking ownership of our own vulnerabilities and recognizing that we're not going to appeal to every single client that's out there.
Absolutely. You know, Kurt, I think that's a very powerful statement, because a lot of times when we put videos out there, the natural tendency to want approval just comes rushing out of our soul, right? And we don't know that we have, some of us have this thing that's hidden, that's dark, that's the shadow, where we really are looking for approval. And when there's 20 people that says, wow, this video is great, that's awesome, thank you so much, and that one person that says, you got a zit on your face, guess who we're going to pay attention to?
For sure.
Right? It's
social media allows for likes and angry faces and sad faces. And it promotes this idea of seeking approval and justification. And there's comments that come through, and there's stuff that really puts us out there even more. So doing a video is hard enough, but then doing it in front of an audience that actually can respond in a public forum
and judging you.
Terrifying.
Yes.
Terrifying.
Yeah, and judging you at the same time. That, I mean, I understand that. It's you know, I came to a place where, you know what? I'm good. I'm okay. I am not going to die if people don't like me, right? Not all my clients are going to like me, and that's okay. You cannot be everything to all people. That's the bottom line.
Maybe even not having your videos or your posts be even seen in the first place is kind of accepting that you need to work maybe in a little bit different direction. How do you increase your brand once you do start making content?
Mm-hmm. Once you're out there engaging with your community, there's two places where I believe that we are not marketing to. We are kind of offsetting the market. You're marketing to your clients, and you do not engage with them outside of the therapeutic setting. That's number one. I mean, my friend Dave Jensen would be the first one that tells me, what the heck don't you do? So he knows that everywhere I go, do not engage outside of the therapeutic setting. That's the boundary. However,
so yes. Dave Jensen, the camped attorney,
yes,
is letting you know that you need to make sure you're not engaging with clients in the,
yes,
social media platform. Okay, just to clarify, I want,
yes,
to make sure.
Yeah, so I have a lot of conversations with Dave. Actually, in the very beginning when I first started this, he started seeing what I was doing and nobody was picking up on it. And he was like, hey, you know, this is awesome. You got to keep going. And Dave Jensen is very forward thinking what the mental health professions are going into. So the other piece of the branding, to answer your question on this, is that we're marketing to each other. We're marketing to potential referral sources. So when you're putting up videos on your Facebook, your LinkedIn, Twitter, you should not have clients on there. I know it's like, duh, but unfortunately, there are groups who merge professionals and potential clients together. And there are groups like that. And you got to be very careful on what you post on social media and be mindful about your brand awareness. So
what are some of the dangers of interacting with a client in social media or being in some of these groups where there's clients and clinicians merged?
Confidentiality is one thing, you know, and also so confidentiality, disclosing information that are pertaining to a certain client. And the other thing too is degrading the mental health profession, because if someone who is not a therapist, who doesn't know our world, and a therapist is disclosing information, it degrades the integrity of the mental health profession, because now they're losing confidence in us. You know, we have to uphold the integrity of the mental health profession in that we have to be strict about what we disclose or not disclose on social media. We should never, ever be disclosing clients' information, all of those things. That's a no-no.
For sure.
You know, to increase the brand of your social, of your presence, is to engage with your referral sources, develop relationships with them. Your marketing should always be creating a community, because if they see you as a person that's on social media a lot and engaging, and you know, you give them a sense of who you are, authenticity, you increase the likelihood of those referral sources referring clients to you. And I am the testimony of that. Mm-hmm. My company is a testimony of that. If you notice, I don't promote filmit.com on my page. I promote other people. I just say things like, hey, I'm going to be working with so-and-so. Look, you know? Mm-hmm. So I love promoting others. I love engaging on my Facebook groups. Even on my Facebook, filmit.com community page, I don't promote filmit.com. I promote others. What I do post is my video blogs, the unedited ones, because mm-hmm. I want people there to feel a sense of community. So Kurt, to answer your question, to increase your brand is to engage, engage, engage. Never ignore people who are following you and who are liking the things that you do. Reach out to them.
Speaking of your company and kind of owning your mistakes, Filmit isn't spelled how you would think it is. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
All right. You put me on the spot, Kurt. Okay. So Filmit is actually a misspelled film. So let me just, so when I was buying the domain, my dogs went nuts in another room and I was pressed for time and I was about to change the names and whatever. But I remember hitting send to purchase a domain. I walked away and tried to see what my dogs were doing. And I don't know if you guys know, but I have a chocolate lab and a golden doodle and they go nuts at times. So I purchased the website domain and I came back and said, hey, congratulations, you bought the domain name. And I looked at it, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's a MILS. It's supposed to be Filmit. Well, F-I-L-M-I-T, film it, but it's spelled F-Y. So I was like, you know what? I don't care anymore. I'm just going to try to sell this brand. And it took off.
That's a great story. That's so funny. Because I think I would be like, oh my gosh, now I've got to get Filmit, F-I-L-M-I-T. But you're just like, I'm living with it. It's going to be great. And it's distinctive.
Yeah. And I actually tried to get Filmit with F-I-L. But the thing is, that domain was already taken with a lot of production companies. Oh. So I was like, you know what? I think this was meant to be.
Thrizer is a payment platform designed for out-of-network therapy. As a therapist, you would use Thrizer to charge clients for sessions and collect your full rate upfront. From the client's perspective, Thrizer links to their health plan, so insurance claims are automatically submitted for them upon every charge. From there, Thrizer manages the claims end-to-end so that your clients don't have to worry about manually submitting super bills or getting on calls with insurance. The best part? Thrizer allows clients to only pay their co-insurance portion for sessions, while Thrizer covers the rest of your fee and waits for reimbursement on their behalf.
They also offer you an instant benefits calculator for free, allowing you to provide upfront transparency to prospective clients on their out-of-network coverage. Therapists only pay a standard 3% credit card processing fee per session with no additional fees. Visit join.thrizer.com/modern therapist to get started and use our promo code Modern Therapists to receive $2,500 in waived fees for your sessions.
What, in your opinion, is worse? A therapist not really crafting and creating an online presence, or showing up to a coffee house and not having enough peppermint for your mocha?
Wow, you guys really know my peppermint mochas, huh? Oh my gosh, that's a tough one. That is a tough one. But you know, I really do think, in all seriousness, because the movement of where marketing is going and the innovation that's out there, the new iPhone 8 that's coming out there, just the technology that we have now is a time to at least understand the basics of how to use a technology nowadays. You don't have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars to market yourself. You can do it in a way that is more creative. No other time in history, and I'm going to be upfront with this, no other time in history that technology allows us to be as innovative and as creative as any time in history. The only thing is that you just have to experiment. You just have to get out there. Remember, there's a delete button on your cell phone.
Yes,
there's a delete button. If you just have fun with that, you know?
It's kind of like the Wild West. We can do pretty much what we want because everything's so new.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so just to clarify, you're saying that you would forego peppermint in your mocha if more people had an online presence.
Oh my gosh. I guess that's what I'm saying. I can't believe I'm saying that, but yes, yes.
You mentioned earlier that you travel around quite a bit. You do a lot of presentations. What's a story that came up in some of your travels that stands out as memorable?
Okay, so I was in Connecticut, and Connecticut, the East Coast. Okay, so I love haunted mansions. I love ghost stories. So I stayed at a haunted mansion in Connecticut.
And that's awesome.
It was so awesome. That weekend, I think I did about 5 promotional videos for therapists. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to, since I'm in the East Coast, and if for those of you who's been to the East Coast, there's tons of history. There's tons of ghost stories. I mean, I think ghosts and witches and warlocks all live in the East Coast. No offense, guys, but I think they're all there. But anyway, those are my stories. Every time I travel, I visit. I love historical sites. I love art museums. I love visiting people. But if I have a chance to stay at a haunted mansion, I will do it.
That's awesome. So it sounds like what you're doing, because you travel a lot. You're constantly going one place to the other. You have a therapy practice. You have Filmit. You have Cav Academy. You're constantly doing stuff. And it sounds like, and maybe tell us a little bit more about this, that the way you do that is you really bring in fun and your personal life into your professional life. How do you balance it all? How do you make sure that you don't burn out?
Yeah, absolutely. So one thing that I do tell people is busyness is not a badge of honor. And I know when people look at my social media, they're like, holy crap, you're a professor, you're this, you're that, you're doing all of mm-hmm. these things. It's so overwhelming. I positioned my life to a place where I don't need a vacation. I mean, I can take a vacation, but I'm not running away from my life, right?
That's awesome.
It's all about diversity and income. It's all about diversity. And if you notice, all of the things that I'm doing is harnessing a part of my brain that is craving for creativity. I teach positive psychology. And one thing that I really appreciate about positive psychology is that it promotes this idea that being creative, if you're a creative person, whatever you do, just as long as you are being creative, you're doing the things that not just what you love, but your brain is craving for, your work does not feel like work. And so that's how I approach it.
That's so amazing. That's really something to strive for, I think, for everyone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, absolutely. And it's possible. It's possible. And, you know, with my group practice, I've trained all my therapists to market on their own, and I support them, and I do the supervision, all of those things, and it flows, right? And
nice.
I wouldn't be able to take trips if it's not for my, you know, licensed clinicians who hold the fort. So I just mm-hmm. get text message or email saying, hey, I got a new client today, just to let you know. Boom, that's it.
Yeah. So you make sure that your life can continue running so that you have the flexibility to do creative pursuits, have the diversity of income, all of those things. That's wonderful.
And absolutely. If you find something you love, you'd never have to work a day in your life.
Oh, that is so true, Kurt. I mean, really, it's really true.
This has been a blast, Ernesto. Thank you so much for being here.
You know, I got to say, I'm really excited to be, you know, in this show and what you guys are doing. I'm going to promote it as much as I can. And
you're
seeing
awesome.
You guys do this, it's just fun. It's you guys are interplaying each other. That's great.
So we love what you do as well. So if people are looking for a video or social media marketing strategy or any of that stuff, how can they find you?
Sure. Just visit my filmit.com website, which is Filmit, FYLMIT.com, misspelled Filmit. And just look for me on social media. I'll friend you. I don't have any friends or families on my social media. I just have colleagues. Other students.
You're fully a brand.
Yeah, no. I got crazy families. I don't need them to I don't need them to interact with me on social media. In person, I'm cool with that. But yeah, they can just find me on social media or just Google videographer for a therapist and I'm there.
And I have to say that your group, the Facebook group, filmit.com, is an awesome place to learn how to do Facebook Lives, to practice videos, to get feedback. Yeah. You provide so much great support. It's such a huge, wonderful resource for therapists.
Yeah, it's a place to not just learn, but also to make mistakes. Everybody there is supportive and they'll give you feedback and they'll really help you perfect your craft as far as video marketing.
And if you want to meet Ernesto in person and you're going to be at the Evolution of Psychotherapy conference in December of 2017, mm-hmm. Ernesto, Katie, and I will be sharing a table in the exhibitor hall. You will get the opportunity to meet all three of us. And we'd love you to stop by our table to experience maybe even stopping by our podcast or stopping by any...
We're going to try to behave, right?
We are
oh,
going
not
to
at all. Not at all. It's going to be
exactly
a party.
Is how we are.
It's going to be so much fun. I just am imagining it's going to be a party.
We can't guarantee it, but our aim is to be the most fun table at the exhibit room.
Come and see what the action is all about. And we promise we're not going to... We're going to try to behave, actually.
We're going to try to have fun while being behaving, kind of.
Yeah, we won't embarrass.
We're going to live as our brand.
I like that. I like that.
Well, thanks again, Ernesto. It's been so great to have you. And we look forward to potentially bringing you back on so we can talk more about creating an online brand. It's so important today.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Modern Therapist Survival Guide. Learn more about who we are and what we do at mtsgpodcast.com. You can also join us on Facebook and Twitter. And please don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any of our episodes.
Don't forget, we have some special offers from our partner, Simplified SEO Consulting. Get 20% off a DIY SEO course with the code MODERNTHERAPIST or mention the Modern Therapist Survival Guide podcast during your free consultation for $100 off of your onboarding to the Done For You SEO program. Check them out at simplifiedseoconsulting.com/modern therapist.
Remember to check out Thrizer. They are passionate about making out-of-network therapy work for everyone. Clients save upfront on therapy while therapists earn their full rate. Get started in minutes on join.thrizer.com/modern therapist and use the promo code modern therapists and receive $2,500 in waived fees for your sessions.